Right now, most churches are planning their budgets for 2009. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the sponsors page at issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
God, who is an African-American woman, Jesus, who is a Jewish man, and the Holy Spirit, who is an Asian woman. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay.
New Agers want to be able to create religions that will make them feel good.
It's Jefferson and Madison and Franklin talking from the grave through me.
If you're a religious person, you understand that once religion takes hold in a society, it can't be stopped.
Well, we all heard tragically about that church in New Jersey. Gunman enters, two killed, one injured. It seems to happen on a fairly regular basis, although, albeit a rare occurrence, it still does occur. Violence in church, where people, a congregation at one moment in prayer, the next moment in terror, perhaps sitting duck for a madman or for someone who's got a grudge or just someone with a gun. We're going to be talking about security in churches. Tim Townsend joins us here for the first few minutes of this hour of Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin, and thanks for joining us as well. You can join us for the next hour, 1-877-623-6943. Some audio open lines follows our conversation with Tim Townsend. I want you to know if it's a good idea. Security guards, metal detectors, perhaps members carrying guns of their own for self-defense in church. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. We're coming to you live this Tuesday afternoon. It's the 25th of November. Tim Townsend is a regular guest religion reporter for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and author of a front-page story in today's Post-Dispatch titled In God and in Church Security, We Trust. Tim, welcome back.
Hi, Todd.
Of the churches that you talked to for your story, did you find any members that were reluctant, had misgivings about added security measures?
Yeah, I mean, it was one of the things, I think it's one of those things that a lot of churches discuss, you know, in pretty sometimes heated conversations. Church leaders talk about the philosophy of whether that's something that they want to have at the church, whether that's because of actual firearms or even just the presence of uniformed officers walking in the hallways of the church, that can be maybe a deterrent to bringing other people in. You know, if there needs to be security guards here, maybe we don't want to be part of this church. Why is that necessary? On the other hand, you know, people do read newspapers and they hear about shootings like the one in New Jersey, and they think and at times probably feel more secure that they're in this very vulnerable position as worshiping members of a church in a sanctuary, focused on a pastor, not focused on necessarily what's going on around them. And so it's a nice feeling maybe for some of them to know that, okay, there are some guys out there with guns. It's terrible that we need them there, but it also gives us a sense that we can actually do what we're supposed to be doing in church, which is, you know, worshiping God.
Why, in particular, are churches considering added security measures now?
Well, I think it is because there has been, whether it's a perceived, at this conference that I went to in Kansas City last week, which was run by a Missouri company called Strategos International, which is headed by some former Kansas City area SWAT team members. They talk a lot about how churches might want to design their security, and whether that might mean actually hiring off-duty police officers, professionals. It might just mean installing a surveillance camera. It might mean having, as you suggested before, having members of the church with concealed carry licenses actually carry weapons into the church in plain clothes. And so there are a lot of these options that churches have, and every church is different. You could have a little church that might have a totally different need and philosophy from a big church. A downtown church might have a totally different need and philosophy from a rural church.
I read in your story about off-duty police officers who are not necessarily members of churches, sometimes serving as kind of ad hoc security for congregations.
Yeah, and I think that's what most churches do. That they use the municipality law enforcement that's in their neighborhood. And as I learned, there is sort of a two-way street. A lot of times, churches bring in cops who are working off duty for quite a bit of money, $25 an hour or so in some places, or more. But because they are at a church, these cops are at a church during worship services, they often, over a period of time, sort of become part of the family, and they start listening to what's happening at the church, what's being said by a pastor, and what other parishioners, members of the church, are saying. And there is this notion that was taught by these trainers in Kansas City that you should feel, as church members, okay to reach out to those guys and try to make them part of your church community if you feel like that's something they would be okay with and you're okay with. It's an evangelizing opportunity for a lot of churches.
Tim Townsend is religion reporter for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and he's author of a front-page story in today's Post-Dispatch titled "In God and in Church Security, We Trust." You can read this article under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org. Tim, thank you very much for being our guest.
Sure, Todd.